Chapter 8, How to Overturn Hypocrisy. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. James 5:16a. Being real in church. In his early 40s, my husband, child of a Baptist preacher and missionary, began volunteering at a rescue mission in their recovery program. He witnessed men and women, residents of the program, overcoming against incredible odds. People transformed into new creatures before his eyes on a seemingly daily basis. They were the dead bones coming to life and dancing. He began to wonder why, having grown up in the church, living on the mission field, and nearly 2.5 decades as an adult, he had never seen anything on this level ever before in the church. He was so amazed by it and thrilled to be part of it that he joined the full-time staff. I also began volunteering there and saw it for myself. As we talked about it, we realized why this happened in that environment and why it doesn't happen in many churches. The residents there all had to admit they had a problem with addiction before they could enter the program. They all knew they were broken. It was an environment in which it was safe and necessary to tell the nasty truth about oneself. With their confessions came freedom to experience God's grace in its fullness, as well as the grace of each other. No pretense of having it all together and looking pretty. Their transparency allowed them to get the issues out on the table to be worked out within community. As they allowed the gospel to permeate and speak life into their dead souls, they came out rejoicing and free to discover correction, healing, and restoration. Salvation! In church, on the other hand, much of the time, even if we know we're damaged, we don't feel that it's safe or necessary to divulge that information to others around us. That's why we rarely see the transformation that is possible. Sin and its consequences are ugly, especially abortion. We don't want to contaminate the beautiful upholstery of the church by letting out our dirt. And since we can't be real, we will never heal. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. A few years ago, God led my husband and me to a new church family. We had been through some extremely traumatic events and betrayals and just needed a place to heal. But we hadn't found many churches in numerous previous experiences over the years to be the best place to do this. Strangely enough, this church welcomes broken people, not just the perfect, have-it-all-together kind. They don't look at you weird when you cry through the service for the first several weeks. The people who are part of that fellowship love you and pray for you and sometimes cry with you. They don't pray for you as though you are the one with the problems and they are problem-free. They pray for you out of their own humility and brokenness. Yet I've seen God's strength perfected in weakness there more than any church with which I've been involved. It's safe because you're not the only one there who is struggling or has struggled with the worst kinds of pain. It gives a person hope through the grace that people show. No judgment, no rushing you to get over it so you can serve, truly allowing you to take your time. If you are currently serving, you are invited to step down for a time of rest. How awesome is that? Instead of having to hold our pain in and keep it to ourselves where it would have festered, others shared it with us and reset our broken limbs with their love. True story. That's the kind of church that God will use to bring healing to His people in the area of abortion, as well as other areas. Instead of alienating, judging, and shooting our wounded, we can learn to love each other humbly, speaking the truth in love and healing the wounds, actively looking for the testimony of hope found only through grace. No, this church isn't perfect. We know this because we're there. In fact, it's full of imperfect people, many of whom aren't afraid to track their virtual mud in with them. Sometimes we get our mud on each other, but we can come together confidently before the throne of God, washed clean in our confession, and made whole again in Christ within the community of believers. It happens because the leadership of the church demonstrates how to do this by being real themselves. But what about unspeakable trauma, like abortion? Where else in the church is it safe to talk about that? Until the church gets real about it, those of us who've experienced it will continue to suffer in silence. It's hard to step out and share the shame and pain of a past abortion. I find when I do this, it gives others permission to do so. It just takes one fragile yet courageous person to break down walls of steel and break through the fractured places in others' lives. I know, because I've done it many times.